How about a land speed record using steam? Well, that is a possibility. In fact, there is a team that is working on that now, Team Steam USA, and the man behind that, well, he's run an NHRA before, and he's looking to be the fastest man with steam. That's Nelson Hoyos, who joins us now. Nelson, have you lost your mind?
Well, Larry, I'll tell you what. We wanted to do something a little different, and we hooked up with a company by the name of Cyclone Power Technology, which produces this trick little steam engine. And it's a extremely exciting piece, and I foresee this engine in the future being able to power not only power generators and some industrial and military stuff, but I envision it possibly transcending into transportation. And that's what we're trying to do with this steam record car, is validate the engine for potential automotive use down the road.
Well, I'm so Neanderthal. When I hear the word steam engine, I'm thinking of somebody throwing logs or coal on the fire, but that is far from it with this Cyclone engine that you're talking about.
That's correct. This engine is truly a modern steam engine, and it is unlike anything that we all, because I, too, was in that category until I actually physically saw it. It is extremely brand-new technology. It has a ton of ceramics and titaniums and aluminums, things inside that make this engine work. And it's a six-cylinder radial style engine, and it uses a combustion chamber on the top to superheat the water. And that is where this technology is really, really cool, because it can use any fuel to actually use that as a burning BTU generator. So you can use gasoline, you can use liquid propane, you can use gas, you can use all sorts of different fuels just to actually heat the combustor to turn the water into steam. Now, once it's turned into steam, then it gets introduced into the heads and it pushes the piston down. So it's an external combustion engine. It's really revolutionary, and these people hold 30 patents on this particular motor concept, and I tell you what, it's going to be something that's really, really, really revolutionary.
Well, when I went to the website, TeamSteamUSA.com, I had a chance to look at some of the drawings, and that engine doesn't look that big.
It's not. It's actually only approximately 2 feet by 2 feet is the whole footprint, and the largest part of the footprint is actually that combustion chamber on top. My particular engine is got 1,200 linear feet of tubing wrapped in circles around the top in that combustion chamber, and it uses six injectors to inject the fuel, introduce the fuel into that area, and it has three blowers that actually make everything go around in a circle. It blows all the air and the fuel, and the combustion is actually done in a circular fashion, hence why the name Cyclone. And what it does is it actually superheats those tubings, and as the tubes get hot, they are, of course, filled with water that turns into steam. So they run about 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit at 3,200 pounds per square inch. So it makes an enormous amount of power. And this little engine is small, compact, very, very useful. Actually, the Mark V, which is what mine is designated as, is one of their larger engines. They have an engine that is actually 12 by 12 that runs a 10 kW generator.
Wow.
So it is really revolutionary. And the military has hopped on this technology. Some of the industrial people have hopped on this technology. So we're hoping to be able to validate this engine with this trick little race car to show the world that this is a possible engine for an automobile down the road.
We're talking with Nelson Hoyos here on Pit Pass USA, Team Steam USA. You can check them out, TeamSteamUSA.com. Looking forward to setting the land speed record for a steam-powered car out at the Bonneville Salt Flats. And you talked about the technology, and this is really the proving ground for it to go to Bonneville and show people it can be done. Now, no one's going to be running it at the speeds that you're going to have to go, which is, I think the record right now is 148.038, but it shows its capabilities.
Correct. Our target for this particular engine combination is actually 200 miles an hour right out of the gate.
Wow.
We believe that The engine with the technology that we have with the car, we've actually licensed the design of the car from Ron Main and George Poteet, which are veterans at Bonneville, and they right now hold the world's fastest single engine or piston engine, and they've gone 439 miles an hour with their car. So they're friends of mine, and I have licensed their body design. And so we have taken this car and created almost a replica of that Ron Main car to give us the best aerodynamic possibilities. This engine package obviously is a very small, compact. It doesn't make a lot of horsepower, but it makes a ton of torque, which is what will motivate this car. And so we're trying to, obviously, at Bonneville, it's all about streamlining and keeping that drag coefficient down to a minimum. So Ron's body has a drag coefficient of 0.08, which is just absolutely phenomenal. The typical good cars on the street today have 2 to 2.2 drag coefficient. This one has a 0.08, so it gives us the best window of opportunity for the least amount of drag on this combination.
Are there any other quirks in the design of this car? I saw some pictures. If I remember right, it was kind of like a needle nose and came back on it.
That's correct. It has actually a tandem wheel setup. It's a dragster chassis underneath, but instead of having a traditional wheel setup like you would on a car where you have two wheels in the front side by side, we have actually put this in tandem, so one is behind the other. And that allows us to streamline that body and give it that needle nose effect to, again, incorporate the best possible drag coefficient. So I still have four wheels on this car, but I have two in the front that are in line, one behind the other, and then the rear are traditional side-by-side.
Well, you really don't want to turn when you're going down the Bonneville Salt Flats, because usually if you do at speed, that's not a good thing.
That's correct. This car has a very limited radius on turn. We actually only have 5 degrees of turning radius in the front because the wheels are encased inside the chassis and inside the body. So it's enough to get off the track when we're finished. But yes, as we're going down the track at speeds, we want to stay perfectly straight.
And of course, those people that may not be familiar with the Salt Flats and land speed records, you've got to do it twice.
That's correct. At Bonneville, they allow us to do one run down the track, and if we qualify for a record, then they give us technically 4 hours to go through the car, make sure the car is ready to go again before we go back and make a second run. So then they average the two, and you state a new record. Now, under FIA rules, which is also run at Bonneville, but we're going to run a FIA circuit up at the NASA Kennedy Space Center, you have to run in one direction to qualify for a record, and then you must come back in the opposite direction in order to get an FIA world record. And that's actually the record that we're going after first, because the current record is held by the British team Inspiration. So we're after that record, and hence our Team Steam USA. We want to bring that record back to the USA with our American technology, our American built car, and that's a given. That's the most important record that we need to get. And then later we'll go to the Bonneville Salt Flats out in Utah to set the U.S. land speed record.
Nelson, what's the timetable? Where are you in this whole process?
We're really close right now. We're probably 30 days away from actually getting the car tested, and we want to try and set a record prior to the end of this year, prior to the end of 2012. So December is going to be our target date. The car right now, the suspension is hung. The motor's on the dyno right now. We're doing various tests on the dyno. The body is finished, and so now it'll take me about 15-20 days of assembly. Of course, the fire extinguishers and the running of the wiring and things like that. So once we get that built, we're going to actually debut the car at the Performance Racing Industry Show in Orlando, Florida, the first weekend of December. That'll be its formal debut. And then shortly after that, we're going to get the car and carry it up to the NASA Kennedy Space Center to do our test runs.
Well, and that's good because the PRI folks can drive over to the Kennedy Space Center. It's, you know, it's 45-minute, 50-minute drive from there and partake of that. But that's got to be just so exciting. And for you, too, as I mentioned, you've done a lot of racing in the NHRA ranks in the past. But to be able to try to do something like this with speed's got to be a blast.
It was. I actually had the opportunity to race in the NHRA Sport Compact Series, and I was fortunate. God bless me, and I won two championships with NHRA and Chevrolet that I was driving for at the time. And I also got a chance in 2004 to debut the now Cobalt that Chevrolet has. We actually debuted that car on the Salt Flats with the same intentions to give the car validation. And I had run 243 miles an hour with a four-cylinder turbo Cobalt then. And it was a blast. It was absolutely a blast because up to that point, I had never run anything faster than 7 seconds in the quarter mile at 200 miles an hour. And all of a sudden here, I'm in this Cobalt running about a minute and a half flat out and running at almost 250 miles an hour. It was just an absolute blast. I had a real blast. So when this company, Cycle and Power Technologies, contacted me and said, hey, they wanted to go out and set a land speed record and, you know, would I come aboard and build their project and run it and drive it and do all the stuff? Well, I jumped at the opportunity.
Yeah,
it's a blast.
It looks like it's a great thing, and I like innovative things. I've been watching the Delta Wing project in sports car racing very closely. And talking to those people, because I think it's great to see innovation, and that's what makes racing exciting and automotive exciting. And I think the same thing is happening here with what you're doing, and thankfully you're going to get a lot of publicity of being tied in, too, with the PRI show that takes on Orlando. For those people that don't know that, anybody who's anybody will be at the PRI show in Orlando. But I want to wish you the best of luck with this. Sounds like you're right on track, and we'll be watching everything closely.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. I do appreciate it, and I'll keep you abreast of how we're progressing, and hopefully maybe I can meet you personally at the PRI show and you can see the car physically.